Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Havoc, your co-host, Ghetto G.
You'll be here soon, sooner or later. I mean, yeah, he tends to be fashionably late, some people like to call him, but, I don't know, he just shows up whenever the hell he feels like showing up. But, what do you say we kick things off with, to my boy Buzzkill, Weekend Worthless.
Thank you.
check, 1, 2. For so long I've searched for meaning, so many things not worth deceiving. Why'd I have to go and take a beating, only be left a mess and lying there bleeding? Why'd I hurt the one that I love? Why'd I drag her through the mud? Did it make me feel more like a man? No, just more a piece of shit than I am. She never did a damn thing to me, just loved and supported, but I had to cheat. I accepted defeat, but things got worse when I found out my girl wouldn't be able to give birth. It's devastating when you feel forsaken, being stuck in this rut with no explanation. So when I'm feeling down low, when I'm shaking, I won't look to the sky out of desperation. As I look to the sky, I ask myself why. I have so much pain and strife in my life. Today's not the day that I kneel and pray. When you show me a path but lead me astray, I feel like a slave, my cries go unanswered. Start to reject yet all that you stand for. If you exist and are so merciless, then why do I feel so weak and worthless? For almost 3 years I got played like a violin, lost so many friends and committed vile sin. Never again will I want to die, with a bottle of pills and a mind filled with suicide. With my girl by my side, bawling out of eyes, hold me tight, fearing for my life. I feel the burns so like hide for ointment. I wait for replies, nothing but disappointment. Why do people have to stab me in the back? When they get called on it, they get so mad. It's sad and it's whack, feeling so alone, being different in a world that's full of clones. You try to be cautious, so you creep slow. That rhythm right there, you get treated like a freak show. Down on my luck, cause everyone makes a fuss out of every little thing I say, just because. To blow it out of proportion, God's sick man. I can feel the red dot like he's a hitman. With the itchy trigger, people get sicker. He's a slave driver, raw his niggers. It's devastating when you feel forsaken, being stuck in this rut with no explanation. So when I'm feeling down low, when I'm shaking, I won't look to the sky out of desperation. As I look to the sky, I ask myself why. I have so much pain and strife in my life. Today's not the day that I kneel and pray. When you show me a path but lead me astray, I feel like a slave, my cries go unanswered. Start to reject all that you stand for. If you exist and are so merciless, then why do I feel so weak and worthless? God's an anchor kid with a magnifying glass, and we're the ants that are burning in the grass. He's the one that takes you from riches to rags, but his existence doesn't get red flags. He's so honest, caring and loving, but disobey the rules and you get suffering. So many questions the Bible's offering, but to everyone else it's so wrong to solve them. I guess it's wrong to be opinionated, cause then you're automatically in league with Satan. For individuals who don't recognize miracles, you're a square, you're no longer spherical. It's devastating when you feel forsaken, being stuck in this rut with no explanation. So when I'm feeling down low, when I'm shaking, I won't look to the sky out of desperation. As I look to the sky, I ask myself why. I have so much pain and strife in my life. Today's not the day that I kneel and pray. When you show me a path but lead me astray, I feel like a slave, my cries go unanswered. Start to reject all that you stand for. If you exist and are so merciless, then why do I feel so weak and worthless? As I look to the sky, I ask myself why. I have so much pain and strife in my life. Today's not the day that I kneel and pray. When you show me a path but lead me astray, I feel like a slave, my cries go unanswered. Start to reject all that you stand for. If you exist and are so merciless, then why do I feel so weak and worthless?
And they wanted to know if I would trade 10 Juggalos for 100 mainstream fans. Yeah. And I said, I wouldn't trade 10 Juggalos for 100,000 mainstream fans. 10 Juggalos is priceless.
I got love for my homies, members of the low. United we stand, squashing all deadly forces. Been to hell, could have spent eternity there. All the bad shit I done, I should still be there. Juggalos, can you feel me? Worldwide, worldwide. With a hatchet straight out from Lotus Pod. Always got your back till the end, screaming Juggalo. Dark Lotus, psychopathic, that's the way it goes.
So many people in the matrix, I alone, hey. Not me, my soul belongs to Juggalos, hey. Keep me going when I'm down and out. I pick the phone up, drop them a line, and hear them shout, saying Twisted is the shit, and I'm down with the clown. Dark Lotus for life, until I'm dead in the ground. I give a damn to all my homies and killers who get it started. All my Juggalos always represent for the departed.
Yeah.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Say what you will of me. I'll always have Juggalo family.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Say what you will of me. I'll always have Juggalo family.
individual pedals, four for one stem, and trying to ride a wave, and they'll follow any trend. Cause we extend from the dirt, filth, grit, and grind, make a bind, juggle no minds, the crush makes them shine. What's yours is mine, and what's mine is yours. Let the wagons of the dark carnival show you different worlds. Any hoes brought a juggalo, sort of hatchet, tell them come suck on your dick. Recycle passage.
All my life I've been living it all alone. I'm like a king with no people and no crown or a throne. And what I'm speaking on is what I'm feeling like. Do you know what it's like to feel the warmth of the sunlight? I'd really like to know, cause I've been chilling in the dark for so many years that I question love in my heart. I hate everyone and I hate everything except for all the juggalos and all the love that they bring.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Say what you will of me.
Come on.
I'll always have juggalo family.
Here, I'm gonna make myself clear. It's the L family, Juggalos, right check. You could take away my mic, you could take away this light, but the love that we got, it ain't never gonna stop. We eternal, past this earthly bullshit. Dogs on another level, can you feel this? It's Twisted, Blaze, and ICP. And if you fucking with my dog, for you D.I.E.
If it wasn't for Shaggy, my shirt would still be baggy. I wouldn't be fat, I'd still be hungry and crabby. We used to buy our own records at the store, so they would think it was a hot seller and order more. But we built a team, killers with the same dream. We couldn't reach the top, we stayed B-level like Charlie Sheen. Finally realized we'll always have the juggalos. I'll never give another second to the mother hoe.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Say what you will of me.
Wanted to know if I would trade 10 juggalos for 100 mainstream fans.
Yeah,
said I wouldn't trade 10 juggalos for 100,000 mainstream fans. 10 juggalos is priceless to me.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Say what you will of me. I'll always have juggalos.
like Los Angeles. Haters, they can't handle this. Mr. Peterson, about to take your life like I'm both scandalous. But it's that cool like they opera. Man, you niggas copper, bruh. It ain't no getting away when I drop this atom bomb on top of ya. Wanna kill me, boy, what's stopping ya? Quit fucking with my mafia. I'ma drop a bomb on an ass like Reagan done Gaddafi. On your life, bitch, you gon' die. Fuck with me, better say goodbye. That prostitute thinks she gon' live on a creeper. Man, that bitch a lie. Your niggas be bitches too, acting like your name was Boo. Running your mouth about me, dating the shit, and you can't fuck with you. With who? With the prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. 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 When it's murder, blood will squirt out your head. It's water hose. Prostitute killer, prostitute, you love to murder those. Pick them up and I'm headed to an isolated destination. This raggedy bitch is about to take herself a long vacation. I'll take this 12-inch buck knife that I got. Bitch, open up. All I'm meaning is, bitch, I'm fiending to see some blood and guts. I bust a nutty time, I break a bone inside your face. Serial killer, contemplate murder in any place. You raised with death, not bitch, and bootlegs to hold her a doom. Bitches of murder victims hang from the walls in my room. Ho killer, my nigga, bitch, it's just a bloodbath. You should've known not to fuck with them killers off the ass. With who? With the prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. With the prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. With the prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. With the prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. Prostitute killer.
I take them with that Dave-Ing. I post them like Bernard King. 33 up in my clip. Call that bitch Kenny King. Stun to get your mo green. One of y'all, I like mo green. Bitch, I need that mid screen. Talk to the 8 y'all 15. I started out in Maryville. Fuck, boy, you better not play. I bring them cakes. KKK. Bar K's a double case. Male gray a 12 case. Just in case, just in case. SK on a nigga face so he don't testify today. Headshot. Drinking on some purple pop. Red dot, some mouth shot. Top of door, little boat top. I'm smoking on some Kenya pop. 12 gates by Ronnie Lott. Problem solved, I had to pop a Mega Fox. Call me for that Courtney Cox.
With who? With the prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. With the prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. With the prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. Prostitute killer, prostitute killer.
Publishing, he then went further in, wiring large amounts of loot to Switzerland, buying everything, then threw a mansion in, and never even stopped to give a damn about the artists, the ones that make the music out of any work the hardest, the ones that put their life up on the line on tour and keep it grinding. I'm seeing clear water bottom, some we finding, but this wobble wobble not only upon the guilty, you steal from us once, not good, twice shifty, five times equal one word in that beast, you daddle, this hail's on your tail, bruh, you picked the wrong battle, motherfucker, what made you think that you could further pillage, we're clogging up the sites and standing up for the village, no more, give us back what you stole, and let it be a lesson to the industry mold, so put your hands up,
everybody is a robbery, keep your face down, don't bother me, give me all of your money and your jewelry.
And we're back. And up next, shit, fuck it, Gil G, I'll be there to steal your birthday cake.
Bitches looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake. Bitches looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake. Big dude, don't mean to be rude, but this bitch is looking like the marshmallow man. I tried fingering a bitch, but I lost my damn hand. This girl wanna suck on some dick like some binkies, trying to scarf them down like they some Twinkies. Talking about where's the creamy fucking filling? Can't you see, bitch, my dick that you're killing? Bitch always be talking, saying she the best.
You
fuck the rest. Bitch, you just obsessed, and you only look good from your face to your breast.
No,
I mean, look at you, you're fat as fuck. When you walk around, you waddle like a duck. Bitch brings a whole new mean to rock your world.
Yeah,
she tried to get it on, I felt the floor shake. I seen the ceiling break. Big ass bitch done cause an earthquake.
Oh no.
Bitches looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake. Bitches looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake.
Fat bitch be walking around in some tight clothes. What y'all think, get your fat nasty hoes. Y'all don't look sexy. I don't want you next to me when your big ass thighs rub together makes sparks. Look at all your stretch marks, don't mean to be discreet, but when's the last time that you seen your feet? You're looking like Santa Claus with your big old belly. Bet under your roll, that'd be smelly. She up at your party, stealing all your cake. Don't get in the way or your face you'll break. Fat girls will fuck anything with a dick. I say what I want, I know I'm a prick. How is it that I get hate from a fat girl? When the sight of her makes me wanna hurl. Bitch so ugly, looking like Umaga. I'ma shut up now while my witness is a saga.
Bitches looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake. Bitches looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake.
Bitch, get over here, she came running, man. She looks like a motherfucking stick. Close my eyes to make sure I can see clear. I look up to see the bitch was fucking eyeballing me. I wanted to see if you were going with me to this birthday party. And you should have seen her face, it was fucking priceless. It was like she was looking at a woman priceless. She got all excited and changed her clothes. came out in her birthday suit and his clothes. I took two stakes and drove them in my eyes. I cannot believe what I seen between her thighs. It crossed my eyes, I fucking went crazy. It was a big fucking whole ass chicken hanging at her pussy, so I said, what the fuck, yo? All she could say was, I'm saving it for later, bro.
Bitches looking at me like I'm a snake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforcing floorboards so they don't break. Faceless away for your own sake. Bitches looking at me like I'm a snake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforcing floorboards so they don't break. Faceless away for your own sake. Bitches looking at me like I'm a snake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforcing floorboards so they don't break. Faceless away for your own sake. Looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake. Bitches looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake. Bitches looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake. Bitches looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake. Bitches looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake.
And we are back. Now let's see here. Maybe we'll go with the motherfucking Tech 9. I say we go with... Straight at the Gate remix.
Together we are a powerful force, as one mind, body, and soul. Let no evil enter, nor attempt to reduce us, because of the beliefs we hold. And with this love, combined with our strength, we ward off pain and stress. Technician I am, wholeheartedly, and mind.
Okay, I get it, I'm an effing freak of nature. But the pen is gonna heat the paper. Was a problem in the incubator. Mama, dad was the creature maker. Never need the shaker. The beat from tape where the teacher later. Now you're the beast awakener. I don't think the streets are safer. My misery seeping through my delivery. Bitter, we givers and they keep my figures. Don't try to nigger me. The grave digger is hither. He is no kidder. See, consider the dark energy. Center be inner me. Black diamonds all around calling. Who saw the clown and now stepping with that tall amount of big tech and shit? Ooh, three times, my people, they knowin' that D5. Well, the people are loving in that T9. He rhyme and make a beeline. They bout to hate, make out the great. They bout to break if they don't pay out the cake. Stay out my face, you don't want me to lay out the fake. Flip the stick and pray that relay. That I'm incredible straight out the gate.
Of Eva on tech, me not evil, brain angel heart, I remain in the dark and anointed. With holy they console me when they know he's been got a hold of me. Why they let go of me, I'm double jointed. I'm wicked and I represent the sickness. All you fraudulent feeling, I'm falling, offending the Father. I'll place you in the deepest, darkest part of us. There's nobody but you and without any food and no agua.
I'll blacken the sun on you bitches, fat in a dungeon and ditches. Yapping is one of your glitches, halted. The cracking has come with the quickness back and I'm plundering chicks and laughing your dummy shit with exhausted. Tech 9, fuck the industry, independence, we enemies to them and need that vibe. The camp is here, the vamp is near, hunting you heathens, hella hungry and I'm after fear.
We are the darkness but we're leaving, we are the gods that are deceiving, we are the painters of blind faith. We are the children of your rivals, holding guns while reading Bibles.
Hi, I'll be back. Now let's see what to give y'all motherfuckers next. Yeah, holy shit, we ain't got no way to anymore. We got Angel with us, but that's about it. You know what? Angel, I gotta listen to track just for you. Here we go with some Tech N9ne.
I'm an angel slash demon, man. You know what I'm saying? What makes me a demon?
That's
lust. I'm girl crazy. And that's why I couldn't keep my wife. You know what I'm saying? And that's the lust demon lives within me. And but my heart loves big, you know what I'm saying? So I know a lot of demons come to my show as well as angels. You know what I'm saying? A lot of demons.
Up in the pink with not. This the reason I ain't at ease and currently on the brink of pop. This the reason I sit at the window with the millie wishing a nigga gon' come break in. It is the reason I be freaking a woman deep in love and making her silly because I done they friends. It is the reason I bang. It is definitely the reason I slang. Distributed the cane. The reason I'm super soaking in the pain and starting to love it. It's wanting to give me way more of it. They want me to lug it through the mud and thus the reason with happy people I'm disgusted. I'm talking about those things that make you do bad things. Living the evil up in the fast lane. Making me wanna have a wicked persona beating the hell up out of people making me mad, man. Gave me the gun when I ran up in Dylan's in ninth grade with a slight rage. I'm a ice age. Another reason Tekka N9ne won't have any light days. Voted me the king of darkness. Voted me to be really heartless. All up in my spirit they march. They making me start sparking at the targets. Woke up today I was steaming. Cause when I found out I was not dreaming. Because the hope that influenced me the most was a goddamn demon. Demon,
I was talking out into the core. It was nothing but
To all the people at the realtech9.com and sickness.net, it's no longer a joke. Demons is real.
I weaken would tell you what you meant to me and what's been going on.
No, I just been doing my thing.
If I had just one last chance to say what's on my mind. Cause ever since you had to leave, there's some people who ain't been the same. Because it takes time.
I guess they just miss you.
If I had just one last chance to really say goodbye. Right before you went away, I think you'd really make a difference to me. And I'd be alright. About the way that I carry on in my life.
I know I haven't been at my best.
If I had just one last chance to try and make it right, what advice would you give that'll make me wanna just calm down and rethink things twice?
If I just had one
chance, I had one last chance, last chance, last
that would be all that I need.
I had one last chance just to tell you.
If I could see you again,
I had one last chance, last chance, last chance.
That would be all that I need.
I had one last chance.
What's going on, Boogeyman?
Chilling, smoking.
That's up. So, what did you think of that track as well, from what you heard of it anyway?
Pretty good. I was more focused on keeping this fucking joint lit, but it seemed like a good song, what I heard.
Yeah, man, that'd be Attica 7. I don't know, for some reason, that was every band that I find on Pandora Radio that I've never heard of. I put them down, I just look them up on Google and shit like that.
Word. Am I the only one that's called in tonight?
Angels in the Room, Ghetto G Session Group. And yeah, Ghetto's just late, as usual.
That's a given.
Well, I mean, surprisingly enough, he was here kind of early yesterday.
Huh?
Or not yesterday. What was it? The day before, he was kind of early.
That must have been the one day I didn't call in.
I think it was Sunday.
I don't know if I called in.
I'm going to go one more track real quick because I got to take a piss. So,
Hey, wait. Can you play one for me?
What you want to hear?
Hydro Twisted.
Yeah, let me get down to it.
Work.
Should be right about... There we go.
Lazy bone.
You know what I'm saying?
Chest, you wanna let off, pass the joint, pass the point of being towed down. I'm so
stay smoking. Master glass pieces, slash my whole face open. I'm zoning, and I don't feel a thing. I probably won't recall a single thing that's happened in my medicine. It's sold by the dope man. And big boys and QPs that come with fat price tags.
I'ma change spending.
Whatever it takes to get rid of all these panics and shakes. Make no mistakes, I come with green for the green. And even exchange no money for no bag of brown backyard forget. I get so high that you would have to rip me out of the sky for the feeling that the real green provides.
From the call to the green and the weed with no receipts, to the boogie that'll make the motherfuckers long clean. Smoke down and the car can't breathe. Everybody wants to smoke.
Stayed back in to work in about 9-10 days.
Oh, okay, yeah, that'll do it too.
Well, don't forget, man, I was on vacation from 19th to yesterday, and I came back today.
Damn, it's a nice vacation.
Hell yeah.
See, but I would run out of shit to do. I'm not gonna lie.
Man, this is why I have the WWE Network, and Netflix, and Hulu Plus.
Yeah.
And the carnival's in town.
Worse?
Man, it's not the same carnival that I used to work for, but... The fuck was that?
What are you talking about?
Because I just wanted to hear something in the background.
Oh, yeah, that was my aunt.
Holy shit, everyone's awake for once.
Well, my mom just went to the hospital.
What?
She's having back problems. She's been having them for a while. They just got real bad today. Yeah, it sucks, but shit happens.
I think the demon should call in. So he's doing absolutely nothing else. Up on in the chat room. You hear that, Angel? Call your ass in.
You know what I've realized?
What?
He does a lot of I'm back pictures.
Wait, what?
Like pictures with like the quote I'm back. He does a shitload of them.
Okay. What the fuck is that noise?
That would be the Xbox.
Why is the Xbox making a shitload of weird noises?
Because I'm playing Call of Duty.
No, I haven't played that shit forever. I actually have fucking Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 for my PS3.
Oh, dude, that's what I'm playing, but for the Xbox. Fuck, dude, my controller just died. Fuck. And I'm on a battery hunt. Fuck.
I'm surprised Angel's not taking place in the Memmy War going on in his group.
Huh. Yeah, that is kind of weird. Fuck, dude, we have no fucking AA battery. They're going to plug in the one with the cord.
See, that's a good thing. See, that's the thing. Good thing on PS3 controllers. They don't need battery.
Hey, you can just recharge them, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I wish I had that.
And what I normally do is, when I'm not charging on my iPod, but I use the USB port that I have for my iPod, and I just charge my fucking PS3 controller that way.
Ah, shit.
But I think we should go with some Stevie Stone and Tech N9ne.
Sounds good.
Midwest Explosion.
Sounds good.
Midwest Explosion. explosion.
And we're back. What's going on, Ghetto?
Where's he at?
What?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he's somewhere doing a fool.
I guess. Them damn gymnastics.
Yeah, I know full well they don't do fucking a corkscrew shooting star press in gymnastics.
Okay.
That would be the Boogeyman's aunt.
Who's she talking to?
Dude, my aunt bought one of those expensive e-cigarettes today.
What kind?
I don't know, some girly flavor.
Girly flavor?
Well, what the hell, what the fuck is the brand?
Oh, fuck. Sonics?
Yep, nope, yep, fuck, never heard of it.
Oh, whatever. They're like $50, $45, something like that.
What? Dude, I spent $27 on the one I have.
That's ridiculous for some fucking fake cigarettes. I think you're better off just smoking real cigarettes.
Yeah. Fuck, dude, I don't know how the fuck this thing works. I gotta pull out the fucking instruction manual.
When you need instructions to smoke a cigarette, you probably shouldn't be doing it.
Oh, yeah, how about the fact, you know, my first day back at work, and I already pissed off some people.
Well, yeah, you're havoc. You just have that presence.
Yeah, man, fucking some customer came to me speaking, I don't know what the fuck she was speaking in, but I told her English to get the fuck out.
And she didn't tell your manager?
I don't think she spoke English, period.
Well, how the hell did she know what the hell you were saying?
Then, either A, she does speak it, or B, it sounds like she doesn't. And besides, there was no manager on tonight, so she would have no luck.
Well, I mean, she obviously got to speak it somewhat to know what the fuck you said to get mad.
Man, I'm pretty sure the only thing that she understood was English.
Like, motherfuckers that, you know, say shit to me in other languages, and I just laugh. I have no idea what they're saying.
Exactly, bud. Well, good.
They probably called me, like, a fat moron or something, you know?
That's way good effect. You know, they can't really get mad at us for telling them English, because, you know, when we were first hired, we were, every single motherfucker was told, only speak English.
Only speak Spanish.
Well, I'd be fired. Because I'd be the only motherfucker there speaking English.
Yeah. A lot of people don't even speak English well. But yet, they want to learn and try to speak other languages.
All right. What the fuck are they thinking?
Or like, how there's all these other languages, including English, and then there's Ebonics. because there wasn't enough words to say already.
Yeah, Ebonics. The fucking thing that white girls say and try to be black.
Speaking of which, first thing stepping out of my house today, walking down the street, this His car rolls up to the stop sign. It's this little white girl bumping something, something, nigga this, nothing, nigga shit, something. I was like, what the fuck? How the fuck is this white girl doing?
Man, that's like my fucking cousin. She does that same exact shit. And she's waiting on help.
Like, I saw that it was a fucking white girl driving, just bumping this real loud, and I just shook my head. I was like, what the fuck? But then I was like, wait a minute, was that Calico? Because I really don't know anybody around here that listens to Tech N9ne and them.
How funny would it be if it actually was Calico?
Well, then it would be all right.
But you're still there shaking your head.
Well, she was driving away. I wasn't just like, hey, white girl, what the hell black shit you listening to?
Really? Hey, white girl, what black shit are you listening to?
Not like she would have heard me anyway.
Now, that'd be some shit to say to somebody, hey, white girl, what black shit you listening to?
Then I'd be called a racist.
Yeah, but you called her white girl first.
I don't know, man. It's just strange when you see white girls driving around listening to, like, gangster rap.
Yeah. But more likely that's what Boogeyman does. He's waiting on hell and probably driving around listening to black shit.
But he's a dude, though. Like, if I was to say that was weird, then I would be calling myself weird.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm just saying, like, white females, I don't know. It's just something about it that's very weird.
That's like that one chick I was talking to one day. Like, I kept saying homie, and she goes, you ain't black, stop saying homie. Remember that shit?
What?
Well, she's sadly mistaken. That's like only a black thing. When it's not.
Yeah, right. I mean, sure, it could be worse. You know, I could just say my nigga this, my nigga that.
Yeah. Then what would she have done?
I have no idea.
You thought that was bad.
But it's kind of funny though, because like, you know, this down here, we can say nigga, but you say it in JFC, you get banned.
Man, fuck that. Maybe I should go say nigga in there.
I don't think you remember already. I don't think you remember yet. I think you were. I tried to add you. I was like, fuck no.
Wait, you said fuck no to adding me to a group. What the fuck happened?
No, I tried to add you. You said you can't add an old member of the group who hasn't requested to join the group again.
Old member. I was never in the group.
I think you were.
Remember meeting me? I talked to him all night. Blah blah blah. Nope. And I told the guy to fucking surrender. Good shit. So now, yeah.
It's kind of fruity.
Yes.
Kind of fruity.
It is.
Yeah.
Did you say your aunt's kind of fruity?
Nah, dude. The fucking the e-cigarette is fruity.
Are you trying to quit smoking when you didn't even...
Nah, dude, it's not mine. It's not mine.
I know this. Man.
Fuck, dude, I'm going to my room. Wait, now, fuck, I'm hungry.
That's what I would do or say. I'm going to my room. No, I'm hungry.
Well, here's a plan. Get food, then go to your room.
That's a great plan.
Or we'll get another free sandwich.
Do you get a free sandwich yet? Or are we still talking about it from the other day?
Nah, dude, I got my free sandwich.
It's about time.
Yeah, but it's funny, though, because, you know, think about it. You know, he said that he gets them for half price, like, $3.
Oh, nah, dude, I got them for free the past couple days.
So why the fuck did you need $5 for?
I didn't know that I could get them free until I went in there, and they were like, nah, dude, you don't got to pay. And I was like, word?
Man, that's like stuff
that,
from McDonald's.
Is that really what you said? Did you say word?
No. Dude, what do we have to eat?
We don't know. How the fuck do we know what you got in your food, in your refrigerator there, Ben?
I don't know. What's in your microwave?
What is... Nothing is in my microwave. Oh, dude, I got ice cream.
In the microwave?
Why is ice cream in your microwave for?
Nah, man, there ain't no fucking ice cream in my microwave. I don't feel like scooping it, though.
Lazy son of a bitch.
Fuck.
I was trying to figure out why the hell he had ice cream in his fucking microwave for.
He did. Hey, man, follow the fucking story.
Wait, I think I have ice cream sandwiches.
I don't feel like opening the wrapper.
Do we have... fuck. We did. Dude.
Cookie dough.
Cookie dough.
He sure makes a lot of noise for getting fucking ice cream. I didn't think ice cream was that loud.
Nah, dude, that was cookie dough.
Only cookie dough is that loud.
Apparently, yes. I have a feeling the demon's gonna call in here in a minute.
Oh, fuck the demon. Play a song.
What up, demon?
Hello, fellas. What's good?
You're just in time for a musical number.
Really? A musical number?
I don't know. I heard, before I called in, I heard something about ice cream in the microwave.
Yeah, you know, you're not the only person that keeps food in the microwave.
Yeah, it just so happens for him. It's something that would actually melt in the microwave.
Yeah, cookie dough.
And he apparently keeps cookie dough in the microwave, too.
Oh, shit, am I still on the phone?
Yes, dumbass.
Yeah, Sherlock.
Nothing. Yeah.
Oh, shit, I saw the phone.
No. I didn't realize I was. Yeah.
How do you not know?
Exactly.
Yeah. How do you not hear us talking and making fun of you for having ice cream in your,
Yeah. I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah, go to bed. Blah, blah, blah.
I'm going to my room.
With ice cream in the microwave. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Go melt your ice cream and go to bed.
Yeah. And then think about this question. Why do they hate me?
I don't know.
We'll hear it anyway. And we're back. And yeah, man, you're right. That's definitely a new track. They have a new album coming out called Blood for Blood.
Yeah, I saw that earlier. Now, see, I like that track because it sounded more of like a Mudvayne song.
Yeah.
Now, if the album's going to sound like that, I just may have to pick that up.
Hell yeah, bud. And you're in luck because the album drops next month.
Yeah, well, apparently on iTunes it's only $9.
Let's see. Who else might have it? Because, yeah, you're right. If it's not that bad, man, I'm definitely getting me a fucking hard copy.
You know what I'm saying, like, I love Mudvayne and shit, and, like, that sounded like a Mudvayne track, you know, so, I mean, it's not exactly Mudvayne, but it is the singer from Mudvayne.
Well, yeah.
But as for, like, the other Hell Yeah stuff, that was just completely different, and I just never got into that.
Yeah, I think we're...
Although there were some good songs on that, though.
Yeah, I think you're better off going getting it off of iTunes than Best Buy.
Well, I was. Why was it?
Well, I got 1, 2, 3, 4 copies up there for pre-order. One's $12. One's $22. One's $13, and another one is $18.
Why?
One's vinyl, and the other three are CDs.
What's the special shit that they're giving you?
Here we go, that's why. The one that's $22 comes with a t-shirt.
An extra large t-shirt.
Actually, yeah, it is an extra large t-shirt. And then they have, for some reason, they have a censored version, and then the uncensored version.
Censored? Fuck
yeah.
Out of here, man. Even our radio station isn't censored.
Hell nah.
But did you know that? Did you know that Power Man 5000 has a new CD?
I did not know that.
Yeah, I saw that in Best Buy today. I was like, "What?" And yeah, it said 2014.
Damn.
Then
what do you think of that, man?
I couldn't really hear it, but what was that?
Sangree, Poor Sangree, Blood for Blood.
The
very first track off the album.
Yeah, new Hell Yeah song.
Yep.
Did I have a video for that one?
I don't know. I can find out.
I saw that. I don't know what... I think it was on, like, another video along the YouTube line.
Blood for Blood. Yes, they do have a video for it.
Oh, I have to watch it.
It's kind of funny, man, because, like, if you go to Amazon, they just have, like, fucking, like they're actually selling fucking tracks, like single tracks, like, off the fucking album. And it's not even out yet.
They're selling all the songs?
Yeah, man. It's like $1.29.
Well, see, that's why. Otherwise, it'd probably be like 99 cents.
Let's see. Yeah, they got Demons in the Dirt. Up there, they got Cross the Bear. Say When.
Now, see, my question is, what are these other tracks going to sound like?
Let me get you found out. No, wait, nope, no, you can't. It's not available yet.
Not available yet.
Why the fuck they got a teaser for? I mean, come on, you put the fucking singles up there for us to buy, but we can't fucking listen to them. What the hell?
It was a trick.
Yeah, man, fucking Amazon has that fucking CD, like the MP3 version of the CD. Same price as iTunes.
Shit, man. It's probably going to be the cheapest way.
Hell yeah. Well, I mean, the physical copy itself is $10.
Yeah, see, that's not too bad.
Nah. And the best thing is, it doesn't come with a fucking small-ass shirt.
I don't know why Best Buy even tries to sell t-shirts with the CDs and shit.
Who the fuck knows?
Huh?
I said, I'm going to put this on the soundboard.
What's that?
Sangre, put Sangre. Blood for blood.
Yeah, I'm going to have to settle for this since, you know, Mudvayne ain't around. Shit.
I think they're going to be coming back soon. Just don't know when.
Yeah, well, that's not going to be any time soon.
Let's see here. Let's see here. Yeah, man, it says, let's see. On, March 31st of this year, and posted on the following message to their Facebook account. Final explanation. Mudvayne is on hiatus. With respect to all the band members, we are all doing something in music that satisfies our appetite right now. When the time is right, Mudvayne will be back in action, and no shape or form is it a disrespect to our fans. We love our fans, and we'll give them all they can handle when it is time. Till then, patience is needed. Sincerely, Mudvayne. Now rant.
See? No really explanation of when.
Yeah. I could upload that track to the soundboard real quick.
So how do you feel about Heroes of Cosplay and all the people losing?
That was fucking nuts.
Like, really? But, like, if you compare their work to, like, the rest of the people that were there, it was pretty shitty.
Well, yeah.
Like, did that dude really think he was going to get anywhere with that Mega Man costume?
Yeah, especially the fact, you know, he even said that he bought all the parts for it. Man, you would have been better off saying he made the parts.
Yeah, your girl Ivy Doom Kitty did not like that.
No, she did not.
They said Ivy Doom Kitty. I was like, what the fuck? And then, like, the first few clips of the show, man, it was Jessica Negri on her.
Yeah, I noticed that. But unfortunately, she's not actually a part of the show. But stuff.
Shit, man, I wish that Star Wars thing could have won. That was pretty fresh.
Yeah, that looked good. Instead, that Metal Gear Rising won.
Yeah. What did they say about them? They had, like, 12 weeks to complete it or some shit?
Yeah.
That's where all these other people had, like, a week.
Oh, man. But here we go, man. Hell yeah. Sangre por sangre. Blood for blood. We'll be right back.
Good song too.
Oh yeah, man, fucking yeah. I'm definitely got to buy the fucking album.
Yeah, those two tracks were dope.
But I ain't buying the MP3 version. I actually want the hard copy, like, you know, the physical copy. Oh yeah, it's got a fucking better deal going on with me. A slate for it. I'm gonna go find out in a minute.
Yeah, maybe they'll sell you an autographed copy.
Exactly. Gotta fit my ass.
What?
As long as it's, you know, coming to fucking t-shirt, it's gonna fuck. That's not gonna fit me.
I don't know, man. Nobody really does like pre-orders where fat people will be happy. It's always
first
small fucking ass, always small ass t-shirts.
Yeah, man, come on. We ordered Calhoun.
Well, that's just like a set thing right there. They do that with everybody. But I'm saying, I understand that the smaller sizes are cheaper. I understand that. I get that.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, even so, man, like, sometimes they like to say they got 3Xs, and then they send you a 3X t-shirt, and it fits like an extra large, you know? So, sometimes people just lie.
Okay. Let's look at the hell yeah shit to see what we can find. Official site. Works for me. Merch store. Media. Nothing.
Nothing.
The only thing they have up on there is a banner that says pre-order on iTunes.
Well, I guess they're only selling it on iTunes.
Well, I don't want it on iTunes. I want the fucking physical copy.
Well, look at Target.
Yeah, let's see what Target's got. As long as they ain't fucking,
if
like Walmart, would
have
a shitload of,
No, they don't. They actually got parental advisory.
Oh, fuck. Really? I type in hell yeah, blood for blood. And I get blood pressure monitors.
Yeah. understand, man. That's not the only thing they sell there.
But I want the fucking CD. But no.
That's funny as hell.
Let's try under entertainment.
Yeah. Well, if it didn't come up in that, did you search under everything?
Yes.
Well, and it didn't come up at all?
No, it burned up that fucking blood pressure monitor.
Well, if it didn't come up there.
Yep, nope, they don't even have it. We got fucking troops. The complete fifth season.
Did you say True Blood?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's coming back next month.
I'm afraid to go to Walmart and try to see if they have it. They probably won't have it.
Chances are they probably do have it. But are you going to want it there? No.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, I remember with, like, the first Eminem CD and shit, they fucking sold me the fucking censored shit. I was like, what the fuck is this? They were like, well, we don't sell unedited things here. I was like, what the fuck you mean? So fuck Walmart and their CDs.
Yeah, right. Well, look, Walmart does have it. And it's explicit.
Nah.
Yeah, man, blood for blood. Explicit.
What?
They don't have no picture for it, but they had an explicit one.
You either get that or you get the picture.
But yet the uncensored version, but yet the censored version has the picture.
What the hell? And how much do they want for it at Walmart?
$10.
Man, I still ain't buying it at Walmart.
I'm sorry, sir, but we do not sell explicit album CDs here. Bullshit. I'm looking at one right now.
Watch you pick that up and then it'll be censored. That's the chance you take. You risk your life when shopping at Walmart.
Oh, bud, you really do. I forgot I got a fucking code I can use on fucking Amazon. Oh, it's a promotional credit.
And how do you get codes on Amazon exactly?
Because I rented Pompeii.
Okay.
And they gave me a $1 credit.
And what are you gonna do with a dollar?
You can actually put it towards any, 99 cent or a dollar, $1 fucking MP3.
I see. Because there sure as hell ain't going to be anything else on there for a dollar.
Nope. Oh. Hell yeah, you let me down. I wanted that you buy a physical copy from you guys. But, no.
Well, buy it from Best Buy.
Yeah, maybe.
What do you mean maybe? It's the same fucking price as Walmart.
True.
I Why don't you go on FYE.com?
I could look at it there. And hopefully I'll actually come up there. Well,
it's a CD store. Of course.
Yeah, but the question is, where would it ship from?
Why does that even matter?
I'm just curious about that one. Hell yeah, blood for blood. They have it.
See then? How much do they want?
$14.
Fucking FYE.
The fuck? Dude, they already have it. The hell? For pre-order, it's $13. It's like $14. For used, it hasn't even come out yet. It's only $8.
What? How the hell does that work?
I don't know.
Apparently, somebody's already planning to trade it in.
Apparently.
It was like this one CD, somebody bought it the day it came out, and then it was already in FYE, used. I was like, damn, they obviously really didn't like this CD.
Yeah, right?
Like, if you weren't going to like the CD, like, to begin with, what the fuck did you go out and buy it for?
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking. Let's see what I can find here. Why the fuck is it when there's actually a fucking track I want to find? Nope. It's temporarily out of stock. How the fuck are you out of stock of an MP3? Like, how the hell does that work?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, but this track is temporarily out of stock.
Yeah,
it
doesn't make any sense.
Like, wow.
But yeah, if you were to pre-order CDs, you'd be better off pre-ordering for fucking Best Buy. At least they show up on time.
Oh, yeah.
Like how I pre-ordered Big B and Big Hoodoo, and both of them arrived on time.
That worked out.
And I didn't have to go through all the bullshit off of Hatchet Gear, you know, for Big Hoodoo.
Yeah, fuck, I heard that bullshit.
But if you were to go into the store and try to find that CD, you probably wouldn't find it.
Yeah, probably not. See what I can find for MP3s here. Inferno Museum. Absolutely jack shit.
Whatever the fuck that is.
It's a CD by All Hell Yeah. It's actually a really good band. Just that fucking shit's hard to find. Occam's Razor. There we go. MP3 music. What can I, how much of their fucking shit? Track, blood track. Here we go. There we go, Jock Stewart. That's what, that's the track I wanted. Download to my music. Download to my music. There we go. I did that shit twice. The hell, motherfucking Amazon. But yeah, Gil, just remember, man. If you want the used version of Hell Yeah, you can get it for $8 at FYE.
Yeah, before it's even out. Yeah.
Yeah, I see.
It's amazing, like that.
Yeah, right. Makes no sense, but sure. Man, I know what the fuck I'm doing here, bitches.
I don't think you do.
Apparently, this thing's telling me I don't.
Say.
Fuck. Damn it. I gotta try and find Occam's Razor on my fucking computer somewhere. There's results on this. Yep. This is gonna take forever. Now what the fuck decided to pop up on here?
Damn pop up zone, ever leave me alone.
Now fuck. Damn it, I don't have an Android, so what the fuck do I need that shit for? As a purchaser of a select MP3 from the Amazon Digital Music Store, you have earned a $3 credit valid towards games or applications from the Amazon App Store for Android.
Well, congratulations.
I don't have an Android.
Well, then this doesn't apply to you.
Why the fuck said it to me, damn it?
How the hell do they know?
I don't know, but I sure as hell don't have a damn fucking...
Well, just in case you were to have an Android, or get an Android.
Yeah, that's gonna happen. I had an Android once, and I absolutely hated it.
Well, then you will not be using what you got.
No, I will not. Let's see here. Yeah, nope. Prices low to high.
God, low.
Walking Dead. Execution pack. The fuck, I don't need that.
The fuck is that?
I don't know, but I don't need it.
I don't need it.
The Last of Us Survival Guide. I don't need you either.
You need it.
Sure. You know, I don't have the game.
Speaking of which, I'm still waiting for all the episodes to come out for that season 2. Even though, like, a few of them are out, but I'm waiting for all of them to come out.
Yeah, you're going to be waiting a little bit longer there, sir.
I don't care. Maybe then by that time, they'll put it out on a disc.
Yeah, I'd be lucky.
They will. Trust me. They love money.
They will. Trust me. They love money. The fuck?
Haven't you realized, man, they put Walking Dead shit on everything?
Well,
and then,
yeah.
And then charge out the ass for it.
Ain't that the truth? That's where that fucking track been. I've gone where I didn't want it to go.
And where's that?
Okay, good. It's not on my desktop.
Why don't you just do a search for it?
I did. And I waited for it to show up.
Wow. How much shit do you have on your computer?
It says search results in this PC.
In this PC? That doesn't fucking help. Your computer's a smart ass.
But I could have told you that one.
Search results in this PC. Damn.
And I don't even know how much fucking music I have up on here.
Way too much.
Apparently. Open a new window. Let's find out.
The hell is that gonna do?
Tell me how much fucking shit I have in this. I have 240 fucking folders.
It doesn't really count for how much music you have, though.
Well, no, but...
You'd have a lot more.
Man, I still have a lot more. I got a shitload on my desktop. I haven't even added to my fucking, my music for it yet. Damn it, search faster. Oh, at least I know the track's in this PC somewhere.
Well, where the hell did Amazon say it went?
Saved to my computer. Where? I don't know.
And that doesn't help. Usually it tells you like where it's going. But then again, with Amazon, whenever I downloaded some songs off of there, I had to download the Amazon player to be able to get it off of there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I did. I had to download that stupid Amazon cloud player like you did.
Yeah, otherwise I wouldn't have been able to get the damn CD that I just downloaded.
Yeah, it's kind of stupid that they do it that way. Hey, look, I found it.
See, took it long enough.
Yeah, all I had to do was go in to the fucking cloud and click.
Location.
Yeah.
Where is this located?
Whereas the fucking searching part is still searching for it.
It's a smart ass. It ain't gonna show you where it's at.
Well, at least now I actually have the fucking CD. Or the track I've been wanting. When I get paid Friday, maybe I'll just bottle the entire city.
Oh, big baller.
But I'll probably just buy, the MP3 version of it, because the actual CD itself is, well, expensive as all fuck.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, the actual CD itself is, looks like this is about $15.
Those assholes.
Oh, wait, no, wait, here we go. Yep, starts at $15. Whereas, if I wanted it used, it's a dollar.
Used as a dollar?
Yeah, like $1.88.
Why don't you just buy it used?
But I want it new because you know, even though I have these dumbasses when it says used, it says it's in good condition. Half the time, they're not always in good condition.
Well, no shit.
And my name is Chuck Stewart. I'm a caddy. I'm better than your fellow. I've been real easy and free when you drink it with me. I'm a man you don't meet every day.
Yeah, that right there is Angel's theme. A man that you don't meet every day. He ain't a man, he's a demon. Man, how about the fact that,
Yep.
And these games, look at all these games they have on Amazon. They're like, cheap, kind of cheap, I guess. Looks stupid as all hell.
Speaking of games, how'd you like the Army of Two game?
Well, I haven't even got around to finishing it yet.
Well, you were playing it that one day.
Yeah, I was still busy in the training session. And then I got into
really?
The whole...
Really? You're going to sit through the training thing? Really?
Well, it kind of made you because, you know, I was at the fucking story mode or whatever.
Okay.
But from what I played of it, mostly was actually not that bad. Pretty good.
I thought you were gonna tell me you hated it.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Well, I just started playing that game just cause too. And I don't know, man. I really don't even like it.
Damn. I like it, you don't. And then there's a game that you like, I don't. The fuck?
I don't know, man. I started playing it and it's alright. Until it tells you you're going the wrong way and you're leaving the mission. Like, what the fuck do you mean? Why don't you show me where I'm supposed to go then? Or like, I was playing and then it wouldn't tell me where I was supposed to go. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like, all in all, the game is like a military fucking game mixed with GTA.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Like, you're going after, like, military shit and whatnot, and then these cops are always after you. But then, like, you could steal cars and a bunch of shit. And they got boats and they got planes. Yeah. I don't know.
It's rather difficult. I don't know.
Well, I haven't even gotten that far yet. Going up the planes and shit.
No, man. This is a game, man. It's a different game. This is Just Cause 2.
Just Cause 2.
Yeah.
Back again at your plane right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll check it out. Maybe I'll like that one, but maybe I'll like it better than, Grand Theft Auto. Man, I really had to think that long just to figure out what the fuck it was.
You don't know what Grand Theft Auto is?
No, I know what it is. It's just, I forgot the name of the fucking game.
Then.
This cat, what the hell you got going on?
Selling a bunch of photos for too much.
Well, usually, yeah.
Yeah. I finally received my Ricky picture today.
And you ordered that when?
I don't know, a couple of weeks ago.
Unfortunately, Monica Lee's stuff is now, the store is officially under maintenance.
Yeah, because you bought everything.
Well, not everything yet. I was going to buy more, but no, it's not there.
But yeah, pretty much got a picture of all the people I wanted, except for Liz Katz, because she, for some reason, wanted to charge out the ass.
Ain't that the truth? Come on, $24 for a fucking poster? Really?
Yeah,
really?
That's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Shit, man, with fucking Jessica Negri, man, I was able to get two pictures for $20.
Hell yeah. Speaking of Miss Negri, let's go see here. I think it's kind of funny how, like, my entire fucking bookmarks is all cosplayers.
Yeah, I got a bunch of those, too. As were, a few of them don't work no more. They don't even load, like, I guess they don't exist no more.
I guess not. Are you even ready yet? Or is it still coming soon? Oh, look, it's still coming soon.
Because she's too busy playing Dragon Ball Z.
And she makes a sexy-ass fucking Saiyan. And a sexy raccoon.
Sexy raccoon.
Yeah, man, she's like on the floor. And she like that, her fucking tits are like really fucking falling out of her fucking shit.
What I want to know is how the hell she keeps her boobs just, you know, perfectly like that all the time.
Yeah, that's my question.
Like, they don't ever move or nothing, man, you know? They don't ever fall out. She must move very, very carefully.
Hell yeah. It makes you wonder, like, if she still does the free fucking posters, like, when you buy one of them.
Well, I guess you'll find out when she comes back.
Yeah.
But right now, she's all over the fucking place, doing Comic-Cons and taking pictures.
Yeah. I'm definitely buying that fucking Saiyan one, because damn! She makes Dragon Ball Z look sexy.
Probably the only thing that could do it.
She's pretty much like Liz Katz, man. She could sell you anything.
Yeah, right?
Even if you don't want it.
Yeah. Like, fuck that loot crate bullshit.
That what?
Yeah, that shit that fucking looks at those loot crates.
Oh, yeah.
That shit's fucking too expensive.
And it's not even worth it.
Hell nah. Look, Yaya Han's got new fucking pictures.
Yeah, yeah, she was all over that episode tonight.
Hell yeah. Well, half of these are new. Half of these we've seen before. Look, she's got several.
Oh, no, there was really only two new people on the show on this episode.
So far, yes.
Everybody else we've seen before.
And Yaya Han's got a sale going on.
Oh, yeah, what's this sale?
She's got like a few fucking pictures up on here for fucking $10.
Oh yeah, is it still that 30% off deal thing?
I don't know.
Man, I really don't want to risk getting another picture, man, and it's saying the same fucking thing.
They probably won't just say the same thing.
Like, for real, man, I don't want another picture that says you rock on it.
But why not?
Damn it. Why can't these people come up with creative shit? You know, like how Jessica Negri's out of her fucking mind. Like, why can't she write some crazy shit on her pictures?
Right? Jennifer, and I think I have one. I think I already have a picture of you. Yep, I do.
Sounds familiar.
FK1. Got one of her Sub-Zero. Scorpion.
Man, that Heather girl, man. She got some dope-ass pictures of her Sub-Zero.
Which, Heather 1337, whatever.
Yeah. She got some dope pictures of her as Underworld and Mortal Kombat, Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. Now, this just got sexy fucking ass.
Then that Rachel chick, man, she got a nice ass, too.
Yeah, she does. What? Let's see here. What else can I find here? Vampy bit me. Man. Oh, she's down. Oh, well.
She's down.
If memory serves correctly, that bitch was expensive as all hell anyway.
Cosplayer down.
There we go, man. Fucking Jessica Jane. The fucking Ewok chick.
Who?
I think Jessica, the one that does, like, fucking Ewoks and shit like that.
Wasn't that Heather?
Oh, this chick does one, too.
No, don't remember another Ewok.
Stacy Rebecca, your shit's down, so I guess I could delete your page. Oh, Vampy bit me. Down. I'll delete you.
Yeah, so that was down. I was going through all the shit that I had.
Oh, now she's down. I might as well just delete it.
Hey, look, it's Gail Jean's best friend, the one that supposed to take random pictures of herself in the bathroom.
I don't understand how that chick even sells photos.
I don't know.
It's like Victoria selling photos of her selfies.
Yeah, so they'd all be the same fucking ones over and over again.
They'd all be half off.
Yeah, half off her face.
Exactly.
Okay. Destiny Nicholson, whatever the fuck your name is. You're gone. Hell yeah. That was your name. Jeanne Killjoy. I forgot I had you on here. Do you have anything good going on? No, not at the moment. Yano Gasai. Ah, it's a chick with the camel toe that I told you about one day. Chick of day.
Of course.
Maka Lee. If I'm correct, you're probably that fucking furry bitch.
Did you say that furry bitch?
Yeah. Yep, there we go. Yep, it's definitely her. You can stay. You have some nice titties.
And you're furry.
Yeah, and you're furry.
Havoc just wants to pet you.
Who wouldn't want that?
I don't know. Normal people.
Brie, Faith. No. Cerulean Cove. Ah, oh, yeah, you're the one with the Pokemon cards. Maybe, just maybe, I just might order for you one of these days. I mean, come on, a dollar for a fucking Pokemon card? I'll go for it. Arena Creation. I don't exactly remember who the fuck you are. Random Asian chick that's on my fucking thing. I think you're Asian. You look Asian. Or waif. Maridaz Enemy Store. Let's see. Damn, bitch got big teeth. I don't really remember you. You got some nice big titties, but you're not really impressive.
The titties just doesn't sell it.
Not for this bitch, no. The fuck are you? Oh, just selling costumes. Maybe I'll actually buy that fucking cloak that he has. So, yep, maybe I'll keep that.
Yeah, you could wear it and then go down to Lil V's place.
Yeah.
You can head on down to NXT.
NVS Essential. Wow. Lady Noctis. Oh, yeah, that's right. You get a bitch inside of her mind and want fucking $20 for a fucking picture.
You dumb hoe.
I mean, yeah, you look good. You're fucking, I don't know what the hell you are. You're from like some part of you're from some part of England or something like that. Let's see what. Yep, you're out of Manchester. That's why you're fucking selling your shit out the ass.
Yeah, man, these people go crazy when they sell shit.
Yeah, they do. Alright, now who the hell are you? You are Raining Neon.
The weakest link.
The fuck? You got some. Okay, pictures. If you can say.
Yeah, you're no Jessica Negri.
Hell no, shit, I'm the Jessica Negri. Tally Cosplay, you no longer exist. Katie Bear, you no longer exist.
Jeez.
The fuck, I'm already at this damn store. I don't want to go back to it again. I'm already there. Cosplay coffee. The fuck? Chick's not exactly the best looking, so goodbye. Ray, whatever the fuck that name is, does not exist.
Damn.
Oh, wait, never mind, she does. Damn, 12 by 8 posters. Just a fat ass. What kind of fucking shit you got? Yeah, she's going over as baby doll. Some fucking sucker punch.
Is that
okay,
the Rachel
yeah.
chick?
Yeah, Rachel.
Yeah, that's the girl with those ass pictures.
Yep. That'd be her.
So yeah, she got some good pictures.
Hell yeah. They're only $20. Well, $15 plus, you know, the $5 shipping.
Yeah, plus the shipping.
10 laid. Bomb. Oh, 10 lady. What, laid? Whatever the fuck that name is. Just not doing it for me. Fuck out of here. Go away. Oki Cosplay. Oki Cosplay, yes indeed. Fucking, you got one hell of a fuck. You look good as fucking Black Cat.
Man, a lot of bitches look good as Black Cat.
Hell yeah. Alien Queen. You're from the UK. You have no ass. Goodbye. The cars stop play. Cars top shop. Bitch, you just sell wigs. And you look disturbing. Go
bitch,
away.
You just sell wigs.
Well, she does. Cat Chanko. Cat Chan Cosplay. You just sell fuck, you don't even sell shit. You just sell fucking costumes and wigs. And you sell your wig for $20. Fuck out of here. And apparently she wants to be a fucking Lolita.
I see.
I was gonna get rid of the fucking cost top one too, wasn't I? Let's find out. Yep, I was gonna get rid of you. Let's see. Fairy, whatever the fuck your name is.
Fairy, what the fuck?
Yeah, there you go. Fairy, what the fuck? That's her name. Oh, she sells a postcard. Fuck out of here. And she sells some. Oh, look, she makes Pokemon hats too. Okay, I guess I'll keep you. And she sells random stickers.
Yay, random stickers.
Yay! Miro stuff. You only have like 3 pictures. No. And look horrible as Team Rocket. Fuck out of here, bitch.
Jeez, man.
Well, she does. Lily Lightning. Hey, you're offensive, bitch. You're definitely getting deleted.
Did you say you're offensive?
I said expensive.
Oh. It's like, why is she offensive?
Man, she has prints, and she wants $500 for them. For a few of them.
Is she naked?
No.
What the fuck that?
She don't even look that good.
$500 for a fucking picture.
Yeah, what the fuck you thinking, bitch?
Never.
Sniper Wolf. I'm definitely gonna get something from you one of these. What are you gonna say? Knuckle Duster. Why don't you have anything to sell, bitch?
Why do you have a name like that?
I don't know. When I that's a good question, you know, for me to ask when, you know, when I do see her.
When you see her.
Yeah.
Do you know this person?
And she lives in my fucking city.
Oh.
Unfortunately, she has a boyfriend, so yeah, I ain't gonna go that far.
Well, duh.
I definitely want to ask him about that question. And the fuck, Amy Nicole cosplay. Bitch, you have nothing here to sell. Go the fuck away. Ashi Kai. Ashi. Something Asian.
Something Asian.
Oh, it's an Asian name, just don't know how to pronounce it. Oh yeah, free comic book day's over, I'd get rid of that since I didn't go. ECW, nothing though. Let's see. Beautiful Sin. Your shit's under construction. The fuck's the matter with you? Uh, sorry, but I don't want no dude fucking thing, cosplay, so fuck out of here. Lady Lemons. Are you related to the lemon from the fucking Rosebuds?
Wow.
I'm starting with a name like Lady Lemon. You would think she just might be related. Yeah, man, she's got a picture of her as fucking, man, I forgot the dude's name already. From, God of War.
Kratos?
Yeah.
I don't know, man, them chicks that try to do that, man, most of them don't look that great.
No. But she looks pretty good, though. So she can stay. Atashi cosplay. I don't even know how these motherfucking bitches or just cosplaying as. So what am I finding out?
That's how I feel about all these people.
Yami Sugo I cosplay. Or okay, Yami Sugoi. Sugoi. Bitch, I'm just gonna butcher these people's names. Hey, she's a thick chick. She's got some okay fucking things. I mean, she's got one as Electra, but it's like from the side. And I don't know why she has an Asian name for. She's clearly white.
That's what you think.
And see, Tony Darling. Let's see what you got. Female version of Thor.
Whore.
Come on. Ellen Monroe. Betty Page. Girl with the dragon tattoo.
What the fuck?
Mother Russia.
Mother Russia?
Yeah. I know. I don't think I've ever seen Russia look so damn good.
Yeah, probably not.
Well, except for, you know, when, you know, quote unquote, she's not really Russian when Lana comes out.
That's not Mother Russia.
Yeah, that's Florida.
That's Florida.
Well, you know, she is from Florida, not really Russia.
That's where Victoria's at again.
Are you serious?
Yeah, apparently she went back to Florida. I don't know why she's there, though.
Fucking weird.
I mean, she used to live in Florida most of her life.
Yeah, and didn't she hear her fucking sister or something like that? You know, Godzilla?
I don't know. I don't know if they still hate each other.
Yeah, who knows? I don't want to go to KYP fucking, page. Scarlet? Nope. Official band merch of who? Oh, Sub North. But, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I this mean, shit's over anyway.
It really is. We'll be back tomorrow night.
Bye.
Peace.